You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back on an overreaction Monday. And you know what? Maybe it's not even an overreaction when we talk about these college football playoff rankings. Because listen, Kate Constable in for Jinx today. People are big mad about these final rankings and the fact that Miami got in over Notre Dame. Notre Dame to the point where they said, you know what? We're not even going to play in a bowl game. We're declining to play in any other games because we deserve to be there. But let me ask you this, Kate. Like, I think that we can all agree that there are some things that probably need to change with the college football playoff. But is there ever going to be an operating system where everyone is happy? I just feel like no matter how many teams we have and no matter what the stipulations are, like, somebody's going to be mad and there's always going to be bickering. I feel like it is impossible to please this wide of a swath of people when you're talking about college football fans.
Chelsea, it is the real housewives of college football. Like, we live for the drama, right? Like, that's what it is. No, no one is ever going to be, we'll never be at a place where everyone is completely happy because that just doesn't work in real life ever. But it, when it comes to sports too, like, things are subjective. Which win was better? Was this, this team won on the road in these elements against a team that was ranked at the time? Well, that team isn't ranked by the end of the season because they've lost seven straight. Like, you get all sorts of those different types of scenarios. And unless there is a, like, specific, I don't know, like, metric system where it's all done by computers and numbers and everything, but like, you have human beings making these decisions, it's always going to be subjective. And when things are subjective, not everyone's going to be happy. And certainly that was the case yesterday when the rankings came out and Notre Dame was left out of the playoff.
Well, even when it was only metrics and computers, do you remember the BCS? People didn't like that either.
That's true.
But I will say, maybe if the field was wide, because I think part of the problem with the BCS is that it just picked two teams, you know, and now we have a wider swath where it's 12 teams. And like, at the start of the college football season, I said this. I said, okay, if you're not one of the 12 teams, like, you had your own pathway, you should have won more games because 12 teams is a lot to draw from. But I do think after all of this, that we probably will add some more teams. Maybe there'll be some tweakments, but here's the craziest part. And I do think, you know, when these rankings were released, I did gasp. Like, I was at a church potluck and my husband like reaches over the table and like shows me his phone. I go, and my mom was like, what happened? I said, Mom, you're not going to believe this. Notre Dame got left out of the college football playoff. Because here's the thing. All season long, when we had these rankings revealed week by week, Notre Dame was over Miami. And one would think, you know, a casual person would think, okay, since Miami and Notre Dame both did not play on the final week of the college football season and conference championship games, why would they change their opinion on these? So in case you've been living under a rock, here are the final rankings and the final teams who are in. So no surprises at the top. Indiana is your new number one after beating Ohio State in the conference championship game in the Big Ten. Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama is in despite losing badly in the SEC championship game. Miami is your final at-large bid instead of Notre Dame. And then the two teams who got in because they are conference champs are Tulane and James Madison. So let me ask you, Kate, what was your reaction when you heard that Notre Dame was not going to be playing in the college football playoff?
I didn't hourly gasp, but I was shocked. I thought there is no way Notre Dame doesn't make the playoff. One, because of, honestly, Chelsea, like partly because of the name Notre Dame. It's one of the, if not the most storied organization in college football. There's fans coast to coast. Eyeballs will be on this game. Well, the hypothetical game that I thought was going to happen in the playoff with Notre Dame. But I like, and we talk about like the money aspect in college football all the time and the networks and everything. Like, Notre Dame is kind of a cash cow. I think if you looked at ratings for Notre Dame versus Miami, probably higher for Notre Dame. So, like, that was my initial reaction, was just like all the off-field components that also kind of come. No one will talk about it. The committee will never say those things. But, like, that, I feel like that for the past couple of years has been part of it. Clearly not this year. I was shocked because on the football side, like, Notre Dame in the first ranking, this is after they've already lost to Miami. They were eight spots ahead of Miami in the first ranking. And they won out, won by double digits, and for the most part remained, actually not for the most part, they clearly remained ahead of Miami in the rankings the entire rest of the season. So how do you have them ranked higher than Miami throughout the entire season? And then the last week, you say, okay, nope, Miami's out. Now, the answer to that is, like, JMU gets in. So, like, things are thrown off because of some other smaller schools getting in. I mean, obviously, you have to have your group of five. But, like, I was very surprised. And I, quite frankly, I don't really blame my Notre Dame for being mad that they're not in it.
I think they can be mad, but I don't think they should opt out of a bowl game. Like, that feels unfair to the players who maybe did want to play. Like, think about some of these kids that may not play football at the next level. Like, the bowl experience is still a fun one. So, like, that's my two cents there. But how about we listen to what college football playoff chair Hunter Yurecek said on why Notre Dame was officially left out of the college football playoff.
And once we moved Miami ahead of BYU, then we had that side-by-side comparison that everybody had been hungering for with Notre Dame and Miami. And you look at those two teams on paper, and they are almost equal in their schedule strength, their common opponents, the results against their common opponents. But the one metric we had to fall back on, again, was the head-to-head. I charged the committee members to go back and watch that game again, the Miami-Notre Dame game, because it was so far back. And we got some interesting debate from our coaches on what that game looked like as we watched it. And with that in mind, we gave Miami the nod over Notre Dame into that 10 spot.
Okay, so head-to-head only matters in the final rankings, I suppose, if the teams are right next to each other, which feels like a weird logic to me. Honestly, I feel like the better logic, if I was on the committee, I would have said, okay, the week-to-week rankings are prisoners of the moment. And it's like, okay, we can't change it that much, like, based on stuff that doesn't happen. But at the final, you know, in the final rankings, those are overall rankings for the entirety of the season. And in fact, I think a lot of people are clamoring for the fact that, why do we even have rankings during the season if they don't matter according to the final rankings? Like, I understand they want to draw attention to college football. They want viewership. They draw this out with a TV show on ESPN. But, like, if these rankings don't matter, I think that's the tough part, is we feel like idiots and we feel like we've been
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gaslit for the entire season with these college football rankings week by week. When at the end of the day, it feels like those previous ones don't even matter.
Chelsea, going back, like, it's all for the networks. That's why they have rankings. They draw out those shows. They say we're going to release the rankings at 5:30. 5:55, the rankings come out. Like, that's the thing with college football. Another thing is, like, if they talk, okay, fine, the head-to-head, yeah, that should matter. You lose to Miami, like, that Miami has the edge over you there. But you look at two lost teams and Miami's losses were significantly worse. You lost to Louisville and you lost to SMU, where Notre Dame lost to two top-ranked teams the first 2 weeks of the season. One of those on the road in the rain, and you have a freshman starting quarterback. Like, does that go into effect at all? Doesn't seem to. So, like, I understand the argument of, like, the head-to-head, but you're right. Like, what's the point in the rankings all season long if the team that you have ranked higher than the other team doesn't make it in? If it's ultimately the head-to-head, like, if it's the head-to-head, then Miami should have been ahead of Notre Dame in the rankings throughout the last, what, seven rankings that were released.
Right. So it's one of those things that I think people will argue for the next 5 years over. So in the meantime, honestly, like, our opinion does not matter on this, but if you had your way, are there any tweakments that they should do? Because for me, I look at these rankings and I say, okay, how can we avoid some of these arguments? And, like, it's a year-to-year thing. Maybe we don't have this scenario next year. But when you look at, I feel bad even saying this because I do appreciate, you know, some parity and trying to put some of the smaller schools in. It just feels to me like in football especially, it's not a sport where you see the smaller schools competing with the big dogs. Like, does anybody see James Madison and think, okay, that's a team that can win a national championship? Like, I feel mean saying this, but honestly, I'm not a huge fan of, like, some of these games where in the first round we have, like, James Madison getting blown out, you know, by Oregon. And maybe it's not the case. And maybe I'm, you know, being too hard on James Madison.
No.
But do you get what I'm saying? Like, I think for me, the future holds a rankings where it's simply the top 12 teams. And we do away with, like, the conference champions. And I feel like, why are teams going to be motivated to even play in a conference championship game? So I think that's probably where the future is headed for college football, because I do think there could be, like, some small tweakments, kind of like what we saw last year where they, you know, moved the seating around. Like, the format's still the same, but we did the seating a little differently. To where there are some things that could make it better, like, that are very small changes.
Well, I think conference championships are going to start to matter less and less. Like, you look at BYU feeling like they got screwed despite because they lost their conference championship, or Alabama got blown out by Georgia and still in the playoff. I agree with you. I think that's the fix. But the thing is, we can't have fixes every year when
right.
the world goes mad because of the outcome that the committee decides. To your point of James Madison, like, I don't think they have a chance. They're 20.5-point underdogs to Oregon. Tulane is 16.5-point dogs to Ole Miss. Get two more competitive teams in there. Every other line for playoff games is like 1.5, 2.5. Maybe do we have any threes out there? But like, it is like a field goal type game where these other two with the smaller schools, like, they're likely going to get blown out. It would be a massive, massive upset if James Madison or Tulane were to advance to the next round. I would much prefer to watch Notre Dame Ole Miss or Notre Dame Oregon, right? And right. even to get like a BYU Ole Miss, BYU Oregon, something like that. So, I mean, that would be the fix, is just to take the top 12 teams. But then it's like, what is your conference matter? What does your conference record matter anymore? Like, there are so many little nuances to all of that then that I don't know if that's ever going to be the option, is the top 12 teams.
Right, and it's so year to year. Because, like, this yeah. year, it is Miami and Notre Dame that are going back and forth. And you say, well, what about this? So it just feels like there's going to be a different problem every year. Like, say we fix it, and it's for this year's field and this year's scenarios. Next year, there's going to be totally right. different scenarios. And we're like, well, we didn't think of this, so we got to change it again. It just feels like there's never going to be a solution for college football, is like what it feels like to me. Because how long have we been arguing about this? I remember when I was in college and when I was in high school talking about the BCS. Like, this has been a point of contention for 20 years and probably longer than that. Like, you look at some of the championships that Alabama has claimed, and like, you have arguments where you're like, is that really a national championship? Should that really count to your national titles? So I don't know if it's a problem that'll ever be fixed, but I think your original point is well taken, that we talked about at the very top of this segment, is that this drama and these arguments is what makes college football great. Like, the chaos. Mm-hmm. Like, going into the weekend, that's kind of what a lot of people were hoping for. Like, how many people did you talk to that said, I just want chaos in college football? I just want whatever scenario to happen where things get jumbled up. And it's part of the fun.
Chelsea, I had to tell my husband that we're done talking about the college football playoff rankings because he wouldn't stop. And he's of the camp, like, he hates Notre Dame. He's just a Notre Dame hater. So, like, he was so happy that they were left out. But, like, for weeks, every time the rankings would come out, and especially leading up to this week, like, he just wouldn't stop about it. And I feel like that's every college football fan, but like, I just couldn't listen to it at home anymore. I'm like, well, I talk about it, I read about it all day. I don't need to hear it from you, dude. So we're done with this. But that's the beauty of college football. Like, you get all sorts mm-hmm. of drama like that. And as much as like people don't want to admit, like, I think people like that. So the drama's going to come every single year. You're right. We complain about the same things every year, and that's not going to slow down anytime soon, even if they make arguments. Because then, guess what? You're going to have, if it was the top 12 teams that are taken, you're going to have that 13th ranked team say, well, we had better wins over, you know, XYZ. This win was more significant than this win. We had more comfort. Like, all of those things, it's never going to please everyone. But that's kind of the beauty of college football. There's drama to it.
Yeah. The only thing we don't need is teams opting out of bowl season, though. Like, that stinks. Because, like, it used to be, okay, you don't play in the big bowl games, that's fine. You go to Orlando or whatever, and you beat a team by 40, and that's how you prove people wrong. But instead, Notre Dame said, no, we're not going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The Pop-Tarts Bowl is amazing. You should be thrilled to be invited to the best bowl game of the entire season. We got to get to break. Up next, it's our MVPs of the weekend.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.